localwebradio.fm, your trusted voices on the Semiahmoo Peninsula.
Are you dealing with a health issue you would love to resolve? Would you like to restore yourself to be healthier and more invigorated? There is help. Welcome to the Natural Therapy Show with Dr. Tim Brown, architect and creator of Ocean Park Natural Therapies. Now, here's your host.
Eva Marienchild here, and yes, I am your host. And again, I am here with Dr. Tim Brown, chiropractor and ND, owner of Ocean Park Natural Therapies, and creator of Solving Your Health Puzzle with Integrated Medicine. Today, Dr. Brown will be discussing injury and healing, with an emphasis on injection therapies used for pain and regeneration. Now, before Dr. Brown joins us, just a reminder that if you folks in the audience have questions or require assistance, you can reach his office at 604-538-3017 or visit the staff online at www.oceanparkhealth.com. Dr. Brown, again, welcome to the call.
And good day to you all.
Good day. All right, where does the term regeneration injection therapies come from?
Well, I first came across it about 10 years ago after having studied various types of injection therapies. There was a naturopathic group that was called NATI, Naturopathic Association for Therapeutic Injections, and they coined the term regeneration injection therapies sort of as an umbrella under which all these various injection techniques could be taught and utilized.
Mm-hmm. All righty. So what are the types of treatments and what are the distinctions within this category of therapy?
Well, the first is I'm going to go talk about neural therapy, which is actually neural therapy comes out of Germany. And then the French have their form, which they call mesotherapy. And this technique uses low concentrations of procaine or lidocaine and about either a 1%, 0.5%, very low dose. And it's injected into suspected pain-generating tissues. So often these are things like scars or some of the major nerve centers in the periphery of the body. And this helps to reset and reestablish proper physiological functioning from nerves that are malfunctioning. And this helps reset the tissues.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a second type of therapy, which is sometimes referred to as NPT, or neural prolotherapy, but I call it New Zealand pain liftoff technique. Mm-hmm. And that's after Dr. John Liftoff, who really was the originator and proponent and teacher for this method. And it uses 5% dextrose or 5% mannitol light sugar solutions with no anesthetic, but it stops pain and helps heal nerves over time. And it's actually diagnostic. If you use this and the pain goes away, then you know that you're actually treating a neuropathic pain problem.
Mm-hmm.
So then there's a thing called prolotherapy, which I came across about probably 18 years ago. And this uses a low concentration of dextrose in 15 to 25%, along with procaine or lidocaine. And it's injected mainly for weakened junctions. and things like ligaments, tendons, and it enhances the repair of the weakened or partially torn connective tissues. With prolotherapy, they've added other substances, sometimes things like vitamin B12 or some other homeopathic injury solutions. But the main purpose in prolotherapy is it's sort of targeted towards weak and unstable ligament structures.
Hmm.
And then there's an addition to this is the use of ozone. And Dr. Schallenberger down in Nevada has created a form of use of ozone in these kinds of things, and he calls it prolozone, which is a combination of nutrients for the repair plus a prolotherapy type injection, and then additional use of ozone, which can dramatically help to improve oxygen utilization and mitochondrial function, and basically helps get rid of pain and restore function.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's two other techniques that are people may hear about, and one of them is called PRP, or platelet-rich plasma, where we take the patient's own blood and spin it down and basically draw off a concentrated platelet solution, and we inject that into the area of injury, because the platelets act kind of like stem cells, and they have a lot of more repair and growth factors, so that the tissues can help differentiate into the proper tissues that need to be rebuilt in the area. Mm-hmm. And then the last one that is gaining some popularity, and it's a much more of a in-office kind of mini surgical procedure, and that's called ADSC, or adipose-derived stem cell therapy. And in this way, they go in and harvest stem cells from fat tissue, and there's a way of doing that, and it then helps to create scaffolding or architecture in an area that's injured. And the platelets and stem cells differentiate then into the tissues, such as a cartilage that's needing to be rebuilt, or ligaments, or perhaps even a small defect in bone or this type of tissue. So this one has the, even though it's a little more invasive and a bit more unpleasant, I guess some people be happy, because it helps get rid of some of the fat and helps put it where it's needed.
Wow, a purpose for everything. Going back to the prolotherapy, why the B12? Isn't that primarily for energy?
Well, that's the whole point, is when these tissues have been chronically injured, the mitochondrial function, when you lose nerve function to an area, when nerves are injured and or blood supply is altered, the tissues often go into a hypoxia state, and everything goes into kind of a hibernation state or low energy. And one of the things that is needed locally and regionally and sometimes even systemically is to get these functions restored by providing the nutrients that are going to be needed in the area to either jumpstart the little engines to get them going again, or to supply long-term nutrients and fuel so that the engines can keep running.
Terrific. Thank you. When would you use each type of therapy?
Well, we generally use neural therapy for things like nerves, injuries, scars, and something we call nerve ganglia, which are the little control centers in the body that kind of act like bus depots or relay stations for information. And when these get shut down or overloaded, the signaling patterns and the traffic flow and things in the body are disrupted. And so neural therapy helps to reset that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have neuroprolotherapy or NPT, which is for neuropathic pain, which again, we can use for peripheral nerves. And it uses a very small needle and maybe only, you know, a half inch depth because it's really just under the skin. It's kind of like a New Zealand acupuncture technique, but you're using 5% dextrose or mannitol, and you're using that with a multiple things where you're finding, you're tracing the nerve where the painful sites are, and you're basically restoring function along the nerve pathway. Hmm. And then prolotherapy or proliferation therapy we use for weakened ligaments, tendons, or what we call fibro-osseous junctions, where the muscle, the tendon, ligament, and bone all kind of connect up. I tell people it's kind of like Velcro fasteners that when you pull them and they kind of get loosened, you know, and you pull on them, you hear that little tearing kind of sound when Velcro is releasing.
Mm-hmm.
What we have to do is get those little fasteners reattached so that they're nice and strong. And when you take a pull on them, the material isn't going to come apart. So that's kind of the rationale for where we would use a prolotherapy.
Mm.
And then prolozone, I've been working with for over a year or two to see if we get enhanced oxygen utilization and better response, less number of treatments, and quicker pain reduction. And so far, that seems to be working out. And then the next area we have is called platelet-rich plasma, where we use it's called autologous, or your own blood and your own stem cells are used. So there's no problems with a cross-reaction and, you know, immune response. So we get improved tissue healing and response if we can use PRP, but it costs more. And so we try to use the things that are don't cost as much but are still effective. We try to use those things first, unless there's a really strong indication that we should kind of go with something like platelet-rich plasma, which, you know, if you do that, you might lessen the number of treatments that you need by one third. So there's sort of a cost versus time benefit to doing these things. And then the last one is the adipose-derived stem cells, which right now in British Columbia, the naturopathic governing body is looking at the standards for using that. So it's a little bit on hold right now, but with adequate training and proper procedures, I'm sure that this will be a little bit more commonly used. They're doing a lot of this in the U.S. and right now in British Columbia for naturopathic medicine. It's kind of an area that they want to look at. And I'm sure it's going to be passed, but it's going to have, with each of these things, we have to have specialized training and regulations as to be able to do the treatment from the very simple to the more complex.
Thank you. I am Eva Marienchild with Dr. Tim Brown, and after the break, we will talk more about treatment therapies used for pain and regeneration and recovery options. We'll be right back.
More natural therapies with Dr. Tim Brown after these short messages.
Oh, Chris Bakery and Deli presents Old Time Radio on the specialty channel on localwebradio.fm. Hillcrest Bakery and Deli, serving the Semiahmoo Peninsula for over 40 years with custom cakes, deli platters, and a wide selection of fresh baked breads. Hillcrest Bakery and Deli on the corner of Thrift and Johnston, where everything is lovingly made from scratch. Call Hillcrest Bakery and Deli today at 604-531-1750. That's 604-531-1750. And visit them online at hillcrestbakeryanddeli.ca.
If you're struggling with a dental or oral health issue, be sure to catch the Healthy Smiles Oral Health Show with Dr. Norm Eckert on the Health Channel on localwebradio.fm.
Shopping for the lowest mortgage rate? Looking to refinance?
Catch the Mortgage Newscast with Jared Dreyer
on the Business Channel
on localwebradio.fm.
It's time now for more Natural Therapies with Dr. Tim Brown.
All right, we're back with Dr. Tim Brown. And now, Dr. Brown, are there any contraindications to treatment? I'm sure you've had this question asked.
Well, yes. First of all, the first thing would be if people are allergic to some of the substances. So we have to, you know, kind of get a bit of a history and an idea how sensitive they are to various things. We have some patients, they're rare, but they can't tolerate any local anesthetics. They can't tolerate any preservatives or any chemicals in their system. They have genetic kind of issues. And so we have to pay attention to that, but that's a small, very small proportion. The main other things are that there are danger zones and things that like in the neck and around the lungs and certain parts of the body where you have to know where these are, and you have to have techniques that would minimize problems. And so it requires that at each level here that we have specialized training where you're taught what the contraindications or the safe procedures are. And, you know, our first mandate is do no harm. Mm-hmm. And so you have to try the things that are going to be the least effective and the least harmful. But these types of therapies, I call them the two-edged sword. Mm-hmm. The sword can cut in such a way that it can hurt you, but it mm-hmm. can also cut in such a way that it heals you. And so the person wielding the sword is partly, let's say, a big component of the therapy itself. And it's not just that the sword is dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Right. Sometimes you need cauterization. So what can enhance the effectiveness of the diagnosis and treatment?
Well, the first thing is a proper assessment of the patient, you know, by the practitioner. And one of the things that, you know, that I've learned over the years is that, you know, one size doesn't fit all. And if you only have one therapy, you tend to apply that to everybody. So by having a nice range of therapies and choices, we can tailor the treatment to the individual needs of the particular patient. And we can also vary the therapy as we're going along. And we discover, again, this week, a different type of therapy might be more indicated than one that we did 1 or 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other things that are happening is some of these injections into the kind of danger areas or the more difficult things to find can be done with guided ultrasound. So now there's something called MSK, ultrasound or musculoskeletal ultrasound. And the new ultrasounds are taking out a lot of the background noise and fuzz. In the pictures, they used to look like moonshots of the astronauts bouncing around on the moon, mm-hmm. and which were pretty fuzzy when we first got them. But now they're kind of like high definition and quite clear. And in our office, I just got in a new ultrasound set up with one of these modern technologies, and they're about $50,000 for the equipment, mm-hmm. and training is expensive. You know, it's $2,500. It's probably $10,000 in training. But it's going to be worth it because I'm sure as things move forward, I call it like GPS localization, that it helps guide you right to the area and see what you're actually treating, and that you've landed in the right area, and make a good therapeutic intervention.
Mm-hmm. So in addition to seeking your counsel, what things can a patient do to assess if they need this sort of treatment?
Well, the first thing is, if you have pain or chronic pain, you should be assessed. Because, as I said, the new techniques and the information show that people don't need to suffer needlessly from chronic pain and just take drugs and things to deal with it. Mm-hmm. Second thing is, if you can't do X, if you used to be able to do X and you can't do it, it's a good indication that you should come and get some assessment. If it hurts when you do X and it doesn't hurt at other times, mm-hmm. you should be assessed, and we should figure out what it is that's causing that hurt in that specific function, and we're good at that because we do functional derived assessments with muscle testing and things. And the last thing is, you have to see a qualified practitioner that's trained in these regeneration injection therapies, and one who is and the reason I say that is most MDs in Canada are not trained in this. In Europe, they do neural therapy and some of these things. In the US, a lot of the physicians there can do prolotherapy and stuff. But in Canada, there's only a small section of medical doctors that are well-trained in these areas. There's a number of NDs, naturopathic physicians, that have taken this up. And in general, there's a few acupuncturists in British Columbia that can do this, but it's not a widespread area of training and knowledge. It takes particular skills to learn this, and you have to be dedicated. And I've basically been doing this for 25 years, and I help a lot of the younger practitioners along with their learning curves, but all the doctors in my office are also trained in various of these techniques.
It's wonderful that we have this field. So many people say, what are you going to do? I'm going to have to live with the pain. And these are people on medicine, on drugs. So it's good that you guys can offer this alternative. Now, what can a person do to enhance their recovery?
Well, there's some adjunctive things that definitely make a difference. So when you have these treatments, there are things like orthotics or supports, bracing, taping that can, while the area is going through repair, can help you to carry on. The next thing is exercise, and we have to grade the exercise and have it specifically tailored to so that you're not over doing it. I tell people it's like we're repairing grass on your lawn, and while the grass is setting up the roots and things, you can't be tromping all over it and doing things. We have to allow a certain amount of setup time. But then exercise actually enhances the repair and the remodeling of the tissue.
Right.
So the next thing is good nutrition, because you need nutrients and assortment of things for the body to make the things that it has to make for repair. And then hormonal function, all of these are things that we've talked about in previous episodes, but if your thyroid or your adrenals or your hormonal levels are not up to adequate for repair, then the body kind of goes into a holding pattern. And then the last thing I'd say is to reduce stress. And stress, and people are under high levels of stress, the body will steal nutrients. And it's just like when you're in a war zone, you do everything you can to survive. And that means sacrificing some parts. That's what the body will do.
Right. Fight or flight. Mm-hmm. Dr. Brown, do you have any final thoughts you would like to share with us?
Well, I'd like to say that people don't need to needlessly suffer. And although it takes some time and commitment and focus to get after these things, there are no magic wands that we can wave over them and suddenly take the thing away. Although I have seen with some of these techniques where patients, and you know, I've seen it at seminars and things too, in front of the whole room full of doctors, these patients, when they get up and the treatment is properly applied, they literally break down and cry. I know we had a gentleman from Hawaii who had been injured in his shoulder and couldn't function, and he couldn't do the things. And he said his friends were telling him that it was just old fartitis. He was just an old fart, but he had had this from an injury when he was serving in the military, you know, riding on a truck. And when he finished, he demonstrated function of his shoulder and his arm that he said, I haven't been able to do that for 7 years. Like,
wow.
You know, I want to be able to paddle my surfboard and play with the grandchildren and things. And I think I could do that now.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you for giving us hope. Dr. Brown, thank you for this informative look into the different therapies used for pain management and recovery options. And I look forward to speaking with you again next week. If you, the audience, can think of someone who might benefit from the very valuable information that you've heard today, go ahead, share this podcast with them. I'm sure they'll thank you for it. Now, you can reach Dr. Timothy Brown by telephone at 604-538-3017 or visit him online at www.oceanparkhealth.com. And Dr. Brown, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you all. We'll talk with you again.
You've been listening to The Natural Therapy Show with Dr. Tim Brown, architect and creator of Ocean Park Natural Therapies. If you feel that you are a few steps farther down the health ladder than you should be, the naturopathic doctors at Ocean Park Natural Therapies want you to know that you can be helped. For more information and to book your appointment, call 604-538-3017. That's 604-538-3017. And visit them online at www.oceanparkhealth.com.
on your computer, on your smartphone, on your Wi-Fi radio. We're localwebradio.fm.
This episode is a production of Jam Media. For information on hosting your own web radio show, visit jammedia.com. That's www.jambmedia.com.
The opinions expressed by our guest and host on localwebradio.fm do not necessarily reflect the views of Jam Media or its owners. No expressed or implied opinions of any product or service should be considered an endorsement or recommendation of any kind by Jam Media or its owners.